Chapter 34. Jacob was mad. Trial Day 6. Father O'Leary was in the audience at the back of the courtroom when the trial resumed next morning. Lori, looking gray and depleted, was at her lonely post in the front row of the gallery. LeJudas, his confidence buoyed by the performances of a series of professional witnesses, moved with a little strut. It is a peculiarity of trials that, though the witness is ostensibly the star, the lawyer who is asking the questions is the only one in the courtroom who is free to move around as he pleases. Good lawyers tend not to move much, since they want the juror's eyes to remain on the witness. But LeJudas could not seem to find a comfortable perch as he flitted from the witness stand to the jury box to the prosecution table and various points in between before finally coming to roost at the lectern. I suspect he was on edge about the day's slate of civilian witnesses, Jacob's classmates, determined not to let these amateur witnesses run away with his case the way the last ones had. On the stand was Derek Yu, Derek, who had eaten in our kitchen 1,000 times, who had lounged on our couch watching football games and scattering Doritos on the carpet, Derek, who had jumped around the living room playing GameCube and Wii with Jacob, Derek, who had blissfully nodded his head for hours, probably stoned, to the pounding bass beat of his iPod while Jacob did the same beside him, the music so loud we could hear it murmuring in his headphones. It was like hearing their thoughts. Now, seeing the same Derek Yu on the stand, I would happily have skinned him alive with his limp, brush-proof garage band hair and sleepy slacker expression, who now threatened to send my son to Walpole forever. For the event, Derek wore a tweed sport coat that hung off his narrow shoulders. His shirt collar was too big. Cinched under his tie, it bunched and twisted and dangled from his skinny neck like a waiting noose. "How long have you known the defendant, Derek?"
"Since kindergarten, I guess."
"You went to elementary school together?"
"Yes."
"Where was that?"
"Mason Rice in Newton."
"And you've been friendly ever since?"
"Yes."
"Best friends?"
"I guess so, sometimes."
"You've been to each other's houses?"
"Yeah."
"Hung out together after school and on weekends?"
"Yeah."
"Have you been in the same home room?"
"Sometimes."
"When was the last time?"
"Not last year. This year Jake is not in school. I guess he has a tutor. So, I guess 2 years ago."
"But even in years when you weren't in the same home room, you remained close friends?"
"Yeah."
"So, how many years is it that you and the defendant have been close friends?"
8.
"8. And you're how old?"
"I'm 15 now."
"Is it fair to say that, as of the day Ben Rifkin was murdered, April 12th, 2007, Jacob Barber was your best friend,